Welcome again to Piano Passions. You would be forgiven for thinking that the name Panormo doesn't sound very Irish. There was a family of Italian musicians by that name who originated with Vincenzo Panormo, born near Palermo in Sicily. Several members of the family were in Britain and Ireland in the 18th and 19th centuries, staying here for long periods of time and having considerable success in the music industry. However, it was not compositions or their performances that attracted the most attention, but their prowess at making musical instruments, especially violins, cellos, bows, and guitars. Where pianos are concerned, two members of the family, father and son, are particularly interesting. Vincenzo's eldest son, Francesco, or Francis, spent a considerable amount of time in Ireland. Francis had a son, Ferdinand Charles, who was a very well-known virtuoso pianist and composed his own music with some success. But it is the music of the father, Francis, that took the market by storm. Francis Panormo started life as a flautist. He was in Paris first and then spent some time in London before opening a music business around 1820 at 5 Church Lane, Dublin. Here, he sold popular sheet music and taught the piano to young ladies for a fee of 1 guinea per month. He composed vocal and piano music, as well as music for his own instrument, the flute, and is said to have introduced improvements to the action of the piano. Perhaps it was his young students who prompted him to compose the Bird Waltz and the Woodlark Rondo, both written in imitation of birdsong. These became enormously celebrated, and while it is not known when the Bird Waltz was written, there were at least 20 editions produced in as many years. And it remained in print up until 1880, still circulating almost 40 years after the composer's death. The Woodlark Rondo appears to have been almost as popular. The sheet music sports an illustration of a little bird, a testament to a strong ornithological interest. I wonder, did his imitation of birdsong originate with his first instrument, the flute?